flowers, fruits, and temperature is changing, that is rotating. Very fixed up, very timely. How can you say there is no control? How can you say? The animals cannot say, but any human being can say, yes, there is control. Otherwise, how things are going on, like this. Convince him there is surely control. Convince. The beginning of this chapter, that there is no controller. Asattam jagadharu anishyaram. What is that mark? Find out. Jagadahu anishyaram.
It's text 8.
What does it say?
It says, asatyam apratishtam te jagadahu anishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kemanyat kama haitukam.
Translation.
They say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation and there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust.
They think, the Asura, that is the distinction between Asura and Asura. The Asura will say, there is no control. Anisharam. Isharam means controller. Anisharam means without any controller. Then how it has come into existence, how it is working so nicely. So they answer it, kama hetukam. Kama hetukam means just like a man and woman mix together, then there is sex desire and there is a production of child. There is no question of controlling. It is timely interaction of different elements. This is called kama hetukam. What is that other? Asattam? And others, other atheists in the dress of very good sannyasi, they say, jagat mithya, mithya. But they say also Brahma Sattva, they accept Brahma. They are not so atheist, at least they accept. Jagadahu Anishwaram, there is no God. It has come automatically by interaction. But even it is so, how the interaction is taking place, that is intelligence. Interaction, just like acid and alkali, they say oil and caustic soda, these are two chemicals, and mixing them, interaction. The result is soap. Accepting this principle, but there must be a mixer, a person who is mixing. Otherwise, how the soap and oil is being mixed? The soap is there, and the oil is there, and the caustic soda is also there, that is material ingredient. But they are not coming together automatically. That is not possible. Where is the evidence? There are so many soap factories, and let them keep oil and caustic soda, and there is no question of labor. Let them become soap. Where is that evidence? But these rascals say like that. Aparasparam sambhutam. Interaction of the two things. But where is the interaction of two things unless it is arranged by some third element? Where is the evidence? So these are foolish theories, that there is no God, things are taking place automatically and things are coming out. These are all foolish theories. There is no evidence. Praman, there must be evidence. Otherwise, just like science means simply not to see observation that things are taking place, but experiment. It must be substantiated by experiment. Just like theoretically, everyone knows that two chemicals, soda and alkali, mixes together and it is, there is interaction, effervescence. But who is mixing the soda and alkali, alkali and acid? Then must be. Therefore, the answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayat dhakshena pavriti syati sacharacharam. Under my superintendence, there is God. Under God's superintendence, things are coming. Parasya shakti vividaiva sriyate. He has got many, multi powers and, energies. They are working. It's like in nowadays electronic. You type here A and 1,000 miles away, another typewriter will strike immediately A. Is it not? It is called, what is called?
Telex.
Not telex. Telex is also the same thing. Teletype, yes. You push here A and the other end, the A will immediately strike. There is no need of another person typing. But how it is being done? There is electronic arrangement by higher scientists. Not that ordinary typewriter will not there. Suppose if you keep one typewriter at your brother's place and you put it here, will it strike there? Why? Because there is no arrangement. There is no arrangement. So these are common sense, but the rascals will not understand. That without a touch of the living entity, nothing can be done. The supreme living entity is Krishna. Therefore it is said, Mayat dhakshena prakriti syati sacharacharam. I am the cause of the material energy working. Parasya shakti vividaiva. There is parasya shakti. Now, who can explain how this flower has come into existence? There is same thing. The energy of Krishna is working. Just like you want to paint one nice flower, so you have to take the brush and the color and you have to endeavor. Not that automatically coming, the beautiful flower. So how do you think this beautiful flower has come automatically? This is foolishness. There is also the brush, the paint, but it is so perfect that just like you cannot see how the other typewriter is striking. You cannot say it is automatically striking. There is arrangement, but this arrangement you do not understand. Therefore you are foolish. You are thinking that this typewriter is striking automatically. It is not automatic. Here the other typewriter is stroking and there is electric arrangement and it is striking. So you have to understand like that is Sura. And Asura, they will say, no, there is no God. It is taking automatically, it is going on. This is foolishness. The Asura means foolish, first class foolish. That's all. Why it has become so? That is explained here. That they do not know how to behave. Na picha achara, na sattang te suvidyate. Neither they know what is the actual truth. They are defective themselves. And they are explaining in the defective way that so many rascal chemists, they say that the chemical evolution is the cause of life. What is the nonsense? Chemical evolution, you get the chemicals and make experiment and produce life. That is your proposal is all life. That by chemical evolution there is life. No, that is not possible. You have got all the chemicals. Why don't you revive a dead man by injecting those chemicals again into life? Where is your power? So why do you talk foolishly like that? This should be challenged. That you are foolish number one. Actually, it so happened in California. One big chemist, he came there to lecture the chemical evolution. By mixing of chemical, life has come into existence. So there was one student, he is my disciple, Dr. Swarup Damodar. He said that first-class cheater, that's Murha. That Murha, Tamang Dushkidana Murha, Prabhupada Dhanthi Paranama. They have no substance in their want this knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness moment. So we are trying to bring people into platform of life. Not to be misled by these rascals and fools. That is our purpose. But they are trying to obstruct us. Because if everyone becomes Krishna conscious, then they can't cheat anyone. Now, Uchudananda Sani, he went to some place. There is a big sannyasi, very well-known sannyasi. So, he went to sell some books if there are customers. So, one of his students, one of his disciples, he canvassed Uchudananda. Why didn't you ask some question to Swamiji? He clearly said, I have nothing to question from your Swamiji. I know better than him. They actually bring any so-called yogis, swamis, incarnation, our student will challenge him. He does not know anything. We have got such a nice book of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, by the arguments and proposition in the Bhagavad Gita. We can capture all these rascals and nonsense. Father? Yes, question is very good to understand clearly.